From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. President Obama has unveiled his much-awaited blueprint for Afghanistan. Speaking tonight at West Point, Mr. Obama said he's ordering more U.S. troops to Afghanistan in a buildup that begins almost immediately.
The 30,000 additional troops that I'm announcing tonight will deploy in the first part of 2010, the fastest possible pace, so that they can target the insurgency and secure key population centers. They'll increase our ability to train competent Afghan security forces and to partner with them so that more Afghans can get into the fight.
The president says a full pullout will start in the summer of 2011. General Motors CEO Fritz Henderson is leaving. GM's board of directors says it accepted Henderson's resignation 8 months after he replaced former CEO Rick Wagoner, who in turn was forced out by the Federal Auto Task Force. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton has more.
The news was announced by Chairman Ed Whitaker, who was placed in charge of GM's board by the U.S. Treasury earlier this year. Whitaker praised Henderson for leading GM through an unprecedented period of change.
But we all agreed that some changes needed to be made going forward. To this end, I have taken over the role of chairman and CEO while a search for a new president and CEO begins immediately.
The decision comes shortly after a planned sale of Saab fell through. Over the summer, GM's sale of Saturn also fell through, and GM's sales remain sluggish. Whitaker has been critical of the pace of change at GM since taking over the automaker's board. But today's decision was not expected. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samilton in Ann Arbor.
Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad says his country is reviewing its cooperation with the International Atomic Energy Agency and may limit the agency's access to nuclear facilities. NPR's Mike Schuster reports.
Friendly relations with the IAEA are over. That was the message from Ahmadinejad speaking in a televised interview in Tehran. We can deny their access to our technology, he said. Ahmadinejad's threats followed the adoption last week of a resolution by the IAEA sharply critical of Iran. The agency's board of governors rebuked Iran for building a covert uranium enrichment facility and demanded that construction stop. In response, Ahmadinejad's cabinet authorized the construction of 10 uranium enrichment facilities. There's widespread skepticism that Iran has the capacity and financial resources to embark on such a project. But limiting IAEA access to Iran's known facilities would severely hinder the world's understanding of Iran's nuclear capabilities. Mike Schuster, NPR News.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 126 points to close at 10,471. The Nasdaq Composite Index is up 31 points. This is NPR News. Documents released today show Guantanamo detainee Ahmed Ghalani is seeking a dismissal of the charges against him. Ghalani says he's failed to receive a speedy trial. He was captured in 2004 and held at Guantanamo Bay from 2006 until earlier this year when he was brought to the United States. Ghalani is accused of making the bombs that were used in the 1998 attacks on two U.S. embassies in Africa. 224 people were killed, including 12 Americans. In Miami, federal authorities have arrested an attorney and philanthropist with strong political connections and charged him with running a $1 billion Ponzi scheme. From Miami, NPR's Greg Allen has the story.
Scott Rothstein's arrest has been in the works for more than a month, shortly after his investment scheme collapsed in October. He sold investors shares in what he described as confidential multi-million dollar legal settlements, promising them hefty returns. Authorities say there were no legal settlements. Nonetheless, over just a few years, investors poured hundreds of millions of dollars into Rothstein's accounts. At the same time, the Fort Lauderdale lawyer developed a high-flying lifestyle, contributing generously to charities and politicians alike. Authorities have seized Rothstein's boats and some 20 luxury cars. They're also going after more than 20 properties he owns in Florida, New York, and Rhode Island. Along with fraud, Rothstein is also facing racketeering charges, which suggests that more arrests are likely. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
Six suspects, ages 15 to 21, have pleaded not guilty to charges in connection with the gang rape of a 16-year-old Richmond, California girl. Investigators believe as many as 10 people raped the victim outside Richmond High School in October. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.